This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture with Don Lamb, director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. And Don, you get to continue that for a little while. First off, congratulations. The Braun Beckwith team has decided to retain you in that role as ISDA director. You know, it's always an interesting thing going through a transition phase like this. But congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I really appreciate the opportunity they've given me to continue to serve, and I'm really honored and grateful. And yeah, I've never been through a transition before, obviously, and it is a test of patience, and yet it's been a rewarding time to really think about the future what you get to do if you are retained, and it's been a good time for us to kind of look out and strategize about the future.
Well, let's talk about the future, because you know you came in kind of an interesting spot, you know, succeeding Bruce Kettler in that role in the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, coming in March of 23, knowing that it was kind of a I guess you would call it kind of a lame duck type of situation with Governor Holcomb not being able to run for re-election. You've got so many Republican candidates running in the primary and not knowing what the future holds, knowing this could be kind of a year and a half type of position, but now having the opportunity to continue and kind of being able to put together an agenda of sorts and being able to have a plan and execute kind of a vision for ISDA. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, well, one thing I would say too is I'm so fortunate that I come from a farm and I still have a farm that my family takes care of. And so it was a blessing to be able to come into a position and not have that pressure. If it did end up being a year and a half, that was okay, because I can go back to doing something I love. But I'm fortunate that I've really loved doing this as well. And man, just love the people in agriculture in Indiana and the people I get to work with every day. So that part's a joy. And then as far as the future goes, man, there's lots of things that we would like to do. But at the top of the list really is, when I think about economic development, you know, we always think about agricultural economic development. And that really is the nuts and bolts to everything. If agriculture is not profitable, we really can't do many of the other things that are so good for agriculture in our communities. So lots of effort into international trade. And part of that's because 20% of our farm income comes from exports. And so we have to, that's such an important part of what we do that we have to keep an eye on that. So we're going to continue to be aggressive on international trade. And then the other part of that is maybe it's kind of the opposite side of that is when you look at our Indiana Grown program and you think about the products that we produce right here locally in a county and then maybe sell it in that same county. And how do we get those products into schools? How do we get those products into hospitals and institutions? And the whole idea of local food is not a fad, and it's just a market that really needs to be developed. So when I think about the first two things I would tell you, it's about economic development, but that is that realm of international trade and local food production.
Don, as you look at, you know, again, it's a sweeping change here. Yes, it's a continuing Republican administration going from Holcomb to Braun, from you know, specifically your department, from Crouch now to Beckwith. What does this transition look like for ISDA? Will things largely remain the same under your leadership, under your umbrella there? Will changes be made? Has there been time to really think about that much?
Yeah, no, we're really excited just for anytime there's a new, there's a new philosophy, then there's new opportunities. And I don't have any reason to be really optimistic about the things that we will be able to do under the Braun Beckwith administration. So I feel really positive that we can start conversations that maybe we haven't had in the past. And that's not a knock on the previous administration. It's just anytime something starts new, there becomes these new opportunities for communication, new opportunities to get to know people that are now in a new role. And how can we really work better in this situation? This you're right. This is a completely new structure that we're going to work in. And there's a lot of questions about it right now, but I think it's going to be really good. I think it's a structure that will allow us to work more collaboratively and really communicate well with the administration and strategize. And so I feel really good about it. As far as ISDA is concerned, no, I would not look for any sweeping changes as far as that goes. I'm super proud of our team. And when I think about being asked to serve again in this role, I really look at that as ISDA was asked to continue to serve. It's a team thing. You know, I may get to be more like the quarterback, but it's a team effort, and I've got so many good people around me at ISDA that we're really hitting on all cylinders, and we enjoy working together. And so I would not anticipate any changes except in the ways that we can do more.
Don, I mean, what you talk often about Team Ag Indiana, and I know that is a huge focus for you. And you know, having this new administration, obviously with Senator Braun, now Governor-elect Braun, and soon to be Governor Braun, he's no stranger to this realm, being on the Senate Ag Committee when he was in D.C. I mean, this. And I know that Lieutenant Governor-elect Beckwith, he's been all in on agriculture ever since he's been looking at this role. Is there a whole lot of selling up as far as Team Ag Indiana and what Indiana agriculture means to this administration and to the state of Indiana?
Yeah. Well, the reason I talk about Team Ag Indiana a lot is because it is absolutely the key to the success of agriculture. And I will be talking about that a lot with the new administration, because we are a small Department of Agriculture, and I think that's a good thing. It allows us to be nimble, but to make it work, we have to have the partnerships with all of the other ag organizations in the state. And we do have such a good working relationship now, with the commodity groups, with corn and soy, with pork and poultry and beef and dairy and the Agribusiness Council of Indiana and Farm Bureau, and just the different people that play in that space really are part of the team that most other states don't get to have. You know, many other departments of agriculture are much larger than we are. They've got a lot more regulatory function than we are. And I believe they get bogged down in the bureaucracy of that, where here in Indiana, we have the opportunity to work together as a team and really make efficient use of tax dollars, because our Department of Agriculture can be smaller, but it's because we can make use of those private organizations, those commodity groups, to help play some of the roles that might be played within the Department of Ag in other states. So Team Ag Indiana and the people that are across the state in that are the key to agriculture in Indiana.
What am I missing here, Don, about this announcement, about you getting to stick around here? I mean, this is good news. I know that people have been asking me now for several weeks, hey, what do we know about Don? Does he get to stick around? This is exciting news for many in the ag industry. They're excited about this, and I know you are too.
Yeah. Oh, I am excited, and I feel like we're just kind of standing at the starting line, ready to roll. And it, to me, it just means that now we've got the green light. You know, we've really been just waiting to know, you know, what we can plan for in the future. And that's been a little bit, like I say, that's been a patience game, but now we've got the green light, and we're looking forward to January 13th, where we can really officially take off. And the other thing I would say in that is I've really appreciated the Holcomb administration, and it's been good with them too. So there's not this feeling of, oh my goodness, now we can put that behind us and get on. I'm ready to get on with the future, but I also appreciate the opportunities we've had over the last year and a half with the Holcomb administration.